Hello, welcome to Appleosophy Weekly, where we bring you the latest Apple news and rumors of the week. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So, before I get the show started, I'd like to introduce Abram, who's part of the Appleosophy Writers Team and Podcast Team. Abram, thank you for joining the show today.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, how are you doing, Abram?
Pretty good, man. It's funny, I wanted to use my iPad this morning. It only has one USB-C port, so first world problem. I need to charge it at the same time. So
yeah. Okay, so the first
thing
we'll be
talking about. Need to find a way to hook up the
mic. Right. Okay, so the first thing we'll be talking about in today's show is the iPhone XS Smart battery case. So Apple this week released the iPhone XS Smart battery case. Okay, and I believe they're selling it for $130. It's also available in white and black. And it's also available for the iPhone XR. If you don't know, Appleosophy leaked information about this a few weeks ago, if you do not know. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. So, Brom, what do you think of the iPhone XS Smart battery case?
Well, just one quick thing to mention. Appleosophy was the first website to get a hold of this. We were the first ones to leak this case. 9to5Mac leaked a glyph of it earlier that month,
but we
were actually the first ones to leak a picture of the case.
So I just want to talk about
which devices would be supported.
Mm-hmm. So I just like to talk
all
about like. So I just want to talk about how the process works. So what we did is when we posted the article, 9to5Mac actually didn't believe us. We did a few email exchanges, and so this is basically how we found the proof of the iPhone XS Smart battery case. So Apple has something called Apple Sales Web, and what this portal is, it's basically a website for, I just say Apple, it's for Apple retailers, basically, and Apple premium resellers, and they can get, like, mm-hmm. access to, like, documents, internal documents. Honestly, anyone can access this. And so, we basically, a member on our team found a document. Alright, it was the fall merchandising guide for Apple premium resellers, and basically, he found it. He found the iPhone XS in the document, and we're all like, wait a second, that's not normal. Because it looked like an error. And so we did a report on it, basically. And then after that, 9to5, we actually told 9to5Mac about it, because we have contacts with them. And they actually didn't believe it for a second. So I sent him the direct link from Apple Server to that document, and he's like, "Oh dang, this is legit." He actually called mm-hmm. this fake for he actually called the report fake news.
Shout out to Benjamin Mayo. Anyone who gets the news before you is fake news. I know where I've heard that before. Donald Trump.
Yes. So and basically they reported it. So eventually my 9to5Mac reported, and then it went on all the Apple news sources that we all love.
Yeah.
It even made it to CNET in Spanish. It's called CNET in
Spanish. I know. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it was really interesting. So, Brom, I just want to ask you, do you own the smart battery case?
No. This is an interesting story, too. I had it in my shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
Was about to push by, and then I said, "No, wait! I need to take a step back and think about this."
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it is a lot of
money. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, $130.
Yeah, $130. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing: I have an iPhone XS Max,
mm-hmm.
and once I took a step back and asked myself, "Do I really want to purchase this?" I thought, "I've never been in a position with my iPhone XS Max where."
Right.
It's about to run out of battery, and I really need to use it. The battery
mm-hmm.
life on it is phenomenal. I understand that it's a lot better on the XR, but just to throw that out there, the battery life on my XS Max is awesome. And while I'm not on it constantly, I do use it throughout the day quite a bit. So,
yeah. All right. So I actually don't. So I have an iPhone 6S, and I actually don't own the smart battery case or anything like that. I just have a regular. I don't even know what case I have. Let me take a look right now. It's called Levet. It's like a $10 case I got from Amazon, and it's been doing the. It's been doing the job. The Amazon cases, they really do the job. Well, like at a good price.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's the place to go for Apple Watch bands too. Honestly.
I know. I get all my Apple Watch bands from eBay actually for like $3. So I don't want to pay $50 for the legit one. Okay, so going back, I just want to talk about the specific. Oh, sorry, I want to go back to the iPhone XS battery case. So it's again, it's available in black and white. It's available in black and white. It supports the iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR for all the same price, all $130. It features also supports Lightning pass-through port, and it supports USB. PD, which is basically faster charging, and then the talk time is up to
Oh, so
37
it does support
hours,
fast charging.
and internet use is up to 20 hours, and video playback is up to 25 hours. In my opinion, I really don't know if these specs are the best, but I think they're good. What do you think, bro?
Okay, well, if you look at the spec sheet for this kind of stuff, we're battery life for a lot of these things, it'll last you longer than a day.
Right.
And let's be honest, do you really have your iPhone on for 24 hours straight?
I'm sure a lot of us do actually.
You actually have the
But
phone
oh yeah,
on and
without a
running
charge. Nah, but I'm sure someone is. I can guarantee that right now.
That's what I'm saying. So who is this case for? Are you going to
So.
go more than 24? The only time you're going to go more than 24 hours without a charger, I mean, what? Are you camping? Or are you just too lazy to charge your phone? I don't know.
So, I'll say that I feel like this case is for the people that just want that extra battery. Like maybe I just say they have like a nut. Let's just say they're like, for example, maybe they don't have it. Maybe they can't go home right away and charge their phone, but they can use the battery backup. I just think it's for situations like people just need that extra battery life.
Well, I was speaking with a friend the other day, and he mentioned that a battery case is very important for him. He just purchased a 10R, and he lives
Right.
in an area where the power tends to go out.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't, it's a very old system. It could take days to come back on. So for him, this was a very important purchase.
Right.
But to me, that seems like he's in the minority as far as that issue. I do like that it supports Qi charging. To me, the battery life is phenomenal, just from my perspective. And I do use my phone a
Well,
lot,
the thing
probably
is,
not as much as some other
yeah,
people.
right. But the thing is, I don't own it, so I can't really say that off of my mind that's good. The specs look good to me.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like
The
a good case.
specs look good on paper. We'll
Right.
have to see people on YouTube dissect this a little bit more.
And I heard the
To
reviews
me,
been. I also heard the reviews been decent. I haven't seen too many reviews yet, but from my viewpoint, the reviews look decent. Like, I don't know. Have you heard any good reviews about it?
The only reviews I've seen so far have mainly been just unboxings and positive first impressions.
Yeah,
So,
that's
does
all
that
I've
say
seen so
much?
far
I'm
too.
not sure. Yeah,
I
we need to take a
think.
deep dive and see actually how much
Right.
battery life people are getting from this case, and is it worth the money? Because it is a lot of money. I mean, what's the price increase here from last model from the iPhone 7 model?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I
Pretty steep,
think
a lot.
I feel like it was $99. It might have been
$75,
more. It might have been 80 or 99,
$80.
something like that. I could be
Yeah,
wrong
I'm pretty
though.
sure.
But yeah, looking at
It's one of those
the
prices that you forget, but
yeah.
to stay on topic here, this is a conversation too that I had with a lot of people regarding the new battery case is you pay anywhere from $750 to $1,100 for a brand spanking new iPhone, right? It's thin,
Right.
it's light, it's portable, and it already has awesome battery life. You're paying a premium for this form factor that packs in these amazing features. And then you're sticking an ugly, hump of a charging case on it just because the majority of people just want the security of more battery. And
Right.
they're sacrificing the form factor. I think a lot of people are buying this for security because they're saying, I'm not actually going to listen to music for 40 hours on my phone, but I want the security. If it does run out of battery, I have extra battery. I don't think
Right.
anybody's going to be
So you're
running
saying it's
through
like,
their phone battery and the case battery every time they use it.
So you're saying it's like one of those like people are buying it for the case, and some people are buying it for the battery, but if the people are buying it for the case, they got that battery anyway. So is that basically what you're saying?
Well, and I don't think it's a question of protection either. If you look back at their previous cases, their previous battery cases, they're made out of the same material as their sort of silicone thin cases that they already sell in a
Right.
variety of colors at the Apple Store, and those have very poor reviews. If you look anywhere, those have extremely poor reviews. They peel.
Aren't they like one? I think I saw them for like 1 or 2 stars on Apple.com.
They have very poor reviews, and it's made out of the same material. So we'll have to see how that works over time. I mean, you have a lithium ion battery wrapped in a material that's not very durable. I don't
Right.
think anybody's buying this for protection, because if that were the case, you'd go buy a case on Amazon, or even
I feel
if you want to
like
pay the premium, buy one at the Apple Store.
Right. I feel like if you get
Nobody's
the I
buying this for protection.
So I feel like if you buy the iPhone XS case, if you like drop it, I feel like it's gonna damage the case a lot. It just depends how high. I just feel like it's gonna damage like that because you know like the battery, it's like bulky in the case. Like I
It's
feel
a
like
really
that can easily break. Yeah.
It's a really soft and delicate material that they're using. So like I said, from a durability perspective, it's not a premium product, in my
Right.
opinion.
It's just a
Others
case
may
that
disagree.
offers battery for consumers.
I think, and going back to that, Holden, I think it's a question of security. People are saying, in the event that I do run out of my phone battery, I want a backup battery, and I want it to be in this convenient form factor where it's already in a case, I'm backed up, I never, ever, ever, ever have to worry about running out of battery.
Right.
And, and some people are willing to sacrifice things like form factor to have that kind of security. You see these people every year that say, "Come on, Apple, just make the phone thicker and give us better battery." And it seems like Apple's going towards that trend anyway. But we'll
Yeah,
see.
definitely. And they've also been doing, I forgot what they're called. They're called L-shaped batteries. They started doing that with the iPhone 10. Like,
There's actually it's there's there are two cells.
right. So it like makes an L, so that's why they're called L batteries, correct? Okay,
So
that's what I thought.
your main battery is a lot larger than the vertical facing battery
Right.
is a lot larger than the horizontal facing one. Together,
Mm-hmm.
they form an L. And then tucked into this L is your motherboard, things like that.
Right.
That's what they're using to add bigger batteries to the newest iPhones. And they're also making them slightly thicker than things like the iPhone 6S, 4S, and so on. It's because that's
Right.
what customers are asking for these days. I think, and a lot of people like to go here, but and it's very cliche, but I'll do it. Steve Jobs was obsessed with the thinnest design possible.
Right. So
And
what's also a
he
challenge
believed that
is,
the, yeah.
so what's also a challenge is you gotta make the product strong, but at the same time make it like good. Like you know like with going back to the iPhone 6, like I believe it was called Bend Gate or something. Like
Bend gate,
the
yeah.
6 like the 6 Plus just like bend. The issue was that I from what I believe is the issue was the aluminum is too like thin and not strong enough. It was a challenge for
Well, they
them
didn't.
because they were
They
trying to make it thin
in
as
later
possible.
versions of that phone, I guess you could say, because the iPhone 6, 6S shared the same design as the 6, they actually reinforced
Right. Yeah,
the
I
corners
own the
of the metal
6S and I saw that.
with stainless steel, I believe it was, which now the phone is made entirely of stainless steel.
Yeah, I saw
So
that.
iPhones are definitely getting more durable. Every year you hear the strongest glass ever in a smartphone. These are all great things, but the point is, and what I was getting to, is I had this conversation the other day with somebody. Steve Jobs was very obsessed with this vision of making the thinnest and lightest product possible.
Right.
And for his vision, that was a huge priority. What we're hearing from consumers is, "Hey, Apple, make the phone a little bit thicker. I could use some more battery life, and I want it to be more durable." And so I think Apple's kind of finally moving in that direction.
It's a challenge,
Post
yeah.
Jobs, I know we're talking years and years ago, but you see Apple slowly moving in that direction as that becomes a priority for consumers. They want better durability, they want more battery, and they don't mind if it's a little bit thicker. There's another consumer voice or consumer opinion that I've heard is people like a product that's a little bit heavier because it feels premium in their hand. It feels like jewelry, especially something like the iPhone 10 and later. With the exception of the XS, they're built from stainless steel and glass. And it truly feels like you're holding jewelry
A
when you
premium
hold one
product,
of these
yeah.
things. Yeah, and it
I
feels
agree.
premium because of the weight in your hand. So, those are just some things to take note of and how consumers perceive value. That's a discussion that's worth touching on.
No, I agree. So just to conclude the talk of the iPhone XS case, overall, I'll say it's I so from looking at my point of view, I don't own the case, but if you're interested, if any of you guys listening are interested in the case, what would you say first, Bron? Would you say it's worth to like buy? Is $130 worth it?
Is $130 worth it? Personally, not for me.
Dude,
But if you need that extra,
there's just so many like third-party cases out there too. Just like, why not
there
use
are,
them? They're
but you
cheaper.
also have to consider what's proprietary about
True.
Apple.
True,
When
true,
Apple
true.
makes products for Apple products, there's something special about those products. AirPower, for instance, which still isn't out, they have this technology that regulates power and the temperature of the phone, so that the lithium-ion battery doesn't deplete in quality over time.
Right.
There's these there's that's the word I was looking for is power management. They have these power management features in the new battery cases that prevent your lithium-ion battery from decreasing in effectiveness over time.
Right.
There's a lot of technology that goes into these things that people don't think about. Your $8
I actually didn't
Amazon
know that.
case
That's cool.
is, it'll do the job, but you're in the dark as far as what you're doing to your device long term. You may be solving one problem but creating another. So you know that if you go the Apple route, you're getting a premium product, one that won't damage your device or your battery over time. So there's a lot of things to consider.
No, definitely, yeah. But all right, so the iPhone XS. So I'll just, in my opinion, I think like it's your choice. Personally, I recommend getting a third party case because there's so many like good ones out there. But if you're interested in the Apple one, if you want that like extra power management features and like want to spend the $130, go with the iPhone XS Smart battery case. Okay, so moving topics. So HomePod, let's talk about HomePod now. So
HomePod.
yeah, let's get started. So HomePod is now available for purchase in China and Hong Kong. So Apple has been slowly, I guess you can say, rolling out HomePod in multiple countries. I believe they started in the United States. If I remember correctly, I believe it took them like a month to get in Canada. They've been doing it slowly. I could be wrong though. But I
Yeah,
believe they started.
I have the stats right here, Holden, if you want to take a look.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so it released in the United States, Australia, and the United Kingdom about 11 months ago. That was February 9th of 2018.
Okay.
And 4 months later, it was unveiled in Canada, or not unveiled, released in Canada, France, and Germany. And as of 2 months ago, on October 26th, 2018, it was released in Mexico and Spain, and most recently, as of yesterday, I believe, China.
Yeah, correct. Okay, thanks for saying that, bro. So, the HomePod is priced at 2,800 yen in China, and same in Hong Kong. I don't know how much that is in USD. I own the HomePod, and I believe it. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's a great device. Okay, the sound quality is excellent, but is it worth $350? I don't think so. Because there's so many competitors out there. You got Amazon Alexa, Google Home, you got all of those out there.
Sorry, I'm
And
having
yeah,
trouble
you
understanding
got
right
all of
now.
those.
Please try a little later.
Did you hear my Alexa go off?
Yeah, you're talking to Alexa now.
I said the all right, I feel bad now. I said the word. Okay, but
well, so you make a good point. The market, you make a good point. If you look at the smart speaker market, there's a lot of devices to choose from. Obviously, Alexa was first to the game. They have a lot more home compatible accessories. Google is providing results that Alexa and Siri cannot compete with because they have all this search data that they've aggregated over time.
Right.
This internet archiving stuff that they do. So each assistant has its own strengths and weaknesses. I believe at this point, Siri is miles behind the rest of the game.
I agree.
And that's a huge problem for people now.
I'll say. I have been seeing Siri improve over time, like with questions. A recent survey released out, I forgot what company, but I read something that, like, Apple's adding, like, smart stuff to Siri over time. So I believe they said Siri's, I think, 60% smarter. Like, all I know is it's been improving over time, which is a good thing, but they really need to, like, what I think they need to do first is create a solution that's a little bit cheaper, maybe, but at the same time, bring a good Siri experience to the consumer.
And I think this is what we have to talk about, Holden, because if you look at the HomePod, the singular way that you can interact with it is through Siri.
Right.
It's one of those things where you buy into the Apple ecosystem and you're stuck into the Apple ecosystem. You can't simply Bluetooth any device to this thing. It only works through AirPlay. You can't, unless you have your phone or your iPad or any other iOS device on hand, you can't play Spotify from it. You can't play Amazon Music from it. It's not friendly with its competitor software.
Well, the thing is, all right, so I own the Amazon Alexa Dot third generation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I got it for, I think, $25 from Amazon. It was like, I got it on Black Friday.
And, okay.
Yeah. And I gotta say, I really like it. For the price, it even supports Apple. It supports Apple Music now, which I believe, like, Amazon needed to do that for a long time. Amazon and Apple. It's really nice. I can ask my Echo to play my Apple Music stuff, which I think is really cool.
I think that was an excellent decision on Amazon's part,
even,
as far as
making
the decision to partner with Apple and
even though they're competitors, and offer I'm still that. Glad they did it.
You know, it's really nice too because a lot of people that were subscribing to Apple Music and Amazon, they no longer have to fiddle with between those two accounts. Apple Music is already the largest music library in the world, so pretty much any song that you shout at Alexa, she's going to be able to play it. I found a lot of times if I was using Amazon Music and I had a sort of an indie artist that I wanted to listen to, Alexa wouldn't understand or she wouldn't be able to play it. But back to our discussion, because the HomePod is so locked in to the Apple ecosystem, Siri defines your experience with it. And although, as you mentioned, Siri is getting better, you know, minutely over time as far as questions she's able to answer, I think the discussion begins with Siri, and I'm going to start from the iPhone. So when you interact with Siri on the iPhone, my experience personally has been over time that it's not as useful as it was in iOS 5 and iOS 6, in my opinion. A lot of times, I'm directed to the internet, just to Google, to answer a question that I'm asking.
I'm really annoyed
in the
by
past,
that too.
On launch day, you know, on launch day when Siri launched, you were getting results from Wolfram Alpha. You know, you were getting, you know, all these
I remember that.
Databases integrated directly into Siri to give you the right answer. And now it'll direct you to the internet instead of those databases. So why don't I just tap on Safari and use dictation every time?
No,
it's not that
point.
Helpful as an assistant when it comes to answering questions.
Right.
When it comes to getting certain actions done on the phone, such as playing music, sending a text, sending an email, It's great integration. The voice recognition is awesome, but it's just not where we need it to be yet, and it's not at a point where it's directly competing with other smart assistants. And so if you think about the HomePod, it's difficult because you're forced to use an assistant that's severely behind the competitors.
I really believe Apple should create a cheaper, number one, either create a cheaper HomePod and have the same software experience, or number two, they like redo Siri, not redo it, but like add so much stuff to Siri and offer like the same design the HomePod, because I feel like I'll like I'll feel like HomePod's worth the money more if it like if it had more features with Siri. You know what I mean?
And obviously when that change comes, when Siri finally gets this massive update, this overhaul that everyone's talking about,
Right.
it'll reinvigorate the smart speaker market from Apple's
No, yeah, it really
perspective.
will.
Whether that's going to happen or how soon that's going to happen, we don't know. And here's the thing about Apple. Apple, as a company, they're very passionate about music, and I think that was deeply rooted in Jobs's values. He was an audiophile, and if you look back at these keynotes, they hold things like music and sound and all that stuff, they hold that to a very high standard. They take it very seriously. And if you look at the smart speaker market, what Apple's doing with sound on the HomePod is phenomenal. It's the best sounding smart speaker on the market,
Definitely.
and that's just not enough for consumers. I think it satisfies Apple's vision, but not the consumer's needs or wants. And as soon as the smart home stuff catches up with that sound quality, then there's not going to be any competitors. There's this the HomePod experience will be incomparable to any the next smart speaker out there. It's really Siri that's holding it behind. You have this
Yeah.
superb audio,
Dude,
features like
I love
stereo
the audio.
pairing.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's in a perfect
You got
world.
that. I love the bass. Like, dude, everything about the audio and like how they like created that, like created it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a huge achievement from an audiophile's perspective. It's great audio. It fills the room. You can have just one HomePod in your room. You don't even need the full stereo pair, and you can still get pretty good sound.
Yeah, I only own one HomePod. I own
Yeah.
the black one.
So I think that's what we're both getting at here is this Siri, this smart assistant stuff needs to catch up with where the sound quality is at.
I agree with you, dude. I really do.
And then there'll be nothing better than the HomePod out there. It's
Right,
going to be a
so.
challenge for Apple though to do that because all this stuff is so well established, like the Alexa and Google. A lot of people that own
Yeah,
a
dude.
HomePod
Yeah, dude, the
still
thing
own.
is, Alexa and Google, they got a head start.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now.
Gotta stop doing
Can
that, man.
And my Alexa just went off again. I haven't learned my lesson yet.
It's that's it, I think.
I keep saying the word. It's sorry, it's a really bad habit 'cause I'm used I don't call it Echo, I just call it Alexa. That's like all I call
Yeah, there you go.
it.
Whisper it.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, and you're kind of making the point here, is a lot of people that own HomePods also own Googles or Alexas. That just shows you that Siri is not there as far as
Yeah,
its
definitely.
capabilities and whatnot.
Right, so I'd like to wrap up the HomePod talk. I want to move into AirPower. Okay, so.
You mean wear
Okay.
power?
AirPower.
I've never heard of it, Holden.
Really? Well,
No, never heard about it.
I'm reading a report about AirPower right now.
What
Well,
is that? I've
anyway,
never heard about that.
it's a device. So AirPower is a wireless charging mat. It's a QI based charging mat Apple announced like how many years? Like 5 years ago? Nah,
Yeah.
okay. It was like
Air
a year
power, I don't
back.
remember. What are you talking about? That was
So.
I was paid by Apple to say that I've never heard of that, so
All right, so go watch your September 2017 event when you announced the iPhone 10, and then look at the last 15 minutes, and then it'll tell you what air power is. That's like the only
Oh,
reference now these days.
okay. Was that you said? What year was that?
Like 2017.
2017. Oh my God! So 2 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 2 years ago. You're
Just
right.
about. All right. Okay.
So, all right. So we got some. Yeah. So we got some more rumors about air power. So according to some supply chain like news sources, air power is now in production. So what does this mean? Air power will be available in around early 2019. I don't know when. It's been delayed for years now. It's kind of sad,
Yeah,
but
I'll believe it when I see it, Holden.
I've all right. If they charge you $300, that's gonna be crazy. I really think it needs to have a $150 price point to like a $225 price point. I really don't think they should overprice this, especially for the long wait. Like, come on.
To be honest with you, it's a charger. They should charge anywhere from $99 to $120 for this thing, in my opinion. It's probably going to come out and it's going to be $199. And everyone and their grandmother out there is going to say, you know what? Charging with a cord isn't that cumbersome.
Yeah. But so one thing we do not know about air power is so the cable that connects into air power. Do you think it uses lightning or USB-C?
And if you look at some of their marketing content for it, which could all be fake right now, it could look totally different than it did 2 years ago
Right.
in their marketing photos for it. But if you look back at that stuff, it's powered with lightning.
Okay, so it's powered with lightning. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
That'd be
which
cool. That'd be cool if they use. That'd be cool if they use USB-C.
You know what would be very Apple about them for them to do?
What?
To only send you the mat. You have to use your
Oh, then you have to buy like
You
the you have to buy like the
have to
$49.
buy the cord or
You have to
use the one that
buy
came with your iPhone.
No, you have to buy the smart cube. You have to buy the 12-watt USB-C cube for
Yeah.
like $49 or something. Dude, they overprice these things. It's at the point I don't even know anymore, which is kind of funny. I think it could be $49, $29. Like, you think I should know this, right? But like, I keep checking. I swear it's keep getting higher. And in
the world
like,
we live in.
and it probably costs Apple like how much? Probably like $1 to manufacture, sadly, or less. Probably less than
I
that.
don't know the exact margins, so I
I don't
can't
even.
comment on that.
I bet they're making so
But
much money from those.
yeah, they're famous for overpricing their products, so like I said, I don't know the margins on it, but to put it into perspective, an iPhone 4 costs like $60 to manufacture. I heard that one time, so
Oh wow.
yeah, so you can imagine what their margins are for this stuff.
Yeah, it's probably crazy. Crazy. They're probably making a lot from it. So there's a debate going on. When will Air Power launch? So Apple announced Air Power in September
Never.
2017, alongside with the iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and iPhone 10. It says the time will launch in 2018, but 2018 is gone now. It's now 2019.
Is
And
it Holden?
wait, let me double check the date on my computer. Hold on. Yep.
Yeah,
So
there you go.
today's Saturday, January 19th, 2019. So yeah, I was just making sure I wasn't dreaming or anything like that. Okay, so
No, sorry. I'm asking because I'm still stuck in 2018 waiting for air power.
I thought you didn't know what air power was. Oh, I guess you know now. Okay, so what I'm really disappointed in Apple is they gave no official info on when Air Power will release. I'm really disappointed by that. I really feel like they should say something. But from a business perspective, I guess I understand why they announced like, they didn't say anything about it from a business point of view, because they probably honestly, they probably don't know either, and they want to keep it confidential.
But, we'll see what happens.
But so going back to the rumors about AirPower, a recent rumor from Apple supply chain in China has suggested that manufacturing issues have been solved, and according to some supply chain news sources, AirPower is said to be entering mass production on January 21st. Okay, so today is January 19th, so mass production will start on January 21st, with Apple planning to release it sometime soon. Alright, so I said soon, right? Does soon mean February, March, April? We don't know yet, okay? We're just like you guys. Apple doesn't tell the press much about it. They're completely quiet about it. If I emailed Apple PR right now, they'll be like, don't even reply to my email. Like, they're usually
okay,
stuff.
Here's a,
'cause I've been hearing they've been thing. Keeping quiet from the press about AirPower.
Here's the thing. Let's put this into perspective, Poland. So, do you honestly think that the fanboys will do it, but do you honestly think that the majority of people will be willing to shell out anywhere from $150 to $200 for a mat that charges their iPhone, their Apple Watch, and their AirPods at the same time? Now let's slow down real quick.
All right. I just want to say I wouldn't pay that much. I'll pay like $100. All right, but
okay,
of course
exactly.
Of course it's Apple. The company we all love. It's going to be like $200, $300, maybe $1,000. No, I'm joking.
So
$199.99.
Here's the thing. So
yes.
You have to have a product, the newest product from either 2017 or from 2017 onward, for both the phone, the watch, and the AirPods charging case, the Qi wireless charging case, is not even out yet. So that's going to be some extra money that you have to shell out as well to have this experience. Who knows what that's going to cost? Probably $50 to $60.
Yeah.
Okay. That's being generous here. So if you think about this, if you charge your iPhone or your watch the normal way already, which a lot of people have a stand for their watch, and they either charge their iPhone using a wireless charging pad or a cord, is this experience really worth the money that you have to invest in order to have this experience? Because
so for me, I believe that it's not worth the money. That's just me. Like, do I need AirPower? No. Does anyone? That's just me. I don't need AirPower. Number one, I don't even have.
Obviously, it's a convenience factor, right?
I'm still stuck in like 2015 with the iPhone 6S and my Apple Watch Series 0. Yes, I have a Series 0. I'm sorry.
It's funny. I was wearing my Series 0 the other day, and it's actually functioning pretty well.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Like, it's usable.
Yeah, so definitely.
You just expect me to have the latest stuff because I run Appleosophy. Like, that's not how it works, really. I buy Apple products that I need. Okay, so if an iPhone 6S does a job for me, and it has been, that's good. So, yeah. Weekly episode next week, so stay tuned for that. And also, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Definitely follow us on YouTube, okay? Subscribe on YouTube because we're not going to live stream all episode weekly episodes, but we'll be doing them time to time. But if you like that, you can give me some feedback. You can email me at holden@appleosophy.com. And again, Appleosophy Weekly will be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. So be sure to, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform for more. Okay? Okay, guys. We'll see you guys again next week. Thank you for listening. All right? And we hope...
See you guys soon.
Yeah. And see you guys soon. My name is Holden Satterwhite, CEO and founder of Appleosophy, and out.